Dave Berg of Viking Travel works with cruise companies visiting Petersburg. He says, like the rest of the state, the number of cruise ship stops here is on the rise for 2019.
We've got 146 scheduled cruise ship stops, which is up from about 115 from last year. Some of the big changes are that the National Geographic Venture will be coming. It's a new ship that they launched last fall. It's a sister ship to the National Geographic Quest. Had about 100 passengers, but very nice vessel, and they'll be coming a full, 18 or 19 stops this year. So that's one of the big increases that we've got.
That new ship has its first scheduled stop in Petersburg in mid-May, but the port will see its first cruise ship visit of the season April 21st. Berg says Tuesdays and Thursdays will be busy days for visitors this year. On Cruise Adventures' ship, the Safari Quest will be starting its Petersburg-based voyages on Fridays. Those offerings started up last year, but Berg says they won't continue in 2020.
Well, we've heard good feedback from the company. Unfortunately, there were some issues with passengers moving back and forth, and I think as a result of that feedback, that Uncruise will be pulling the Safari Quest from the Petersburg turns next year, and so we won't see that. But we will see a couple of new ships coming next year, kind of to replace that.
As for this year, there are a couple of other larger small cruise ships scheduled to stop here. Both have visited before. The 466-foot Le Soleil, owned by the French company Ponant, is returning. That has capacity for up to 264 people. And the Silver Seas ship, Silver Explorer, is 354 feet long and has space for up to 144 passengers. Both those boats will be anchoring up in the Wrangell Narrows or Frederick Sound and lightering in passengers to port. Some smaller cruise ships also will continue to tie up at Petersburg's drive-down dock throughout the summer. Petersburg also will be charging a new $5 a head passenger fee for cruise ships tying up in Petersburg harbors or lightering in passengers to port. That fee won't be charged for ships only making stops elsewhere in the borough. Borough Finance Director Jody Tao says letters went out to cruise companies late last year.
They need to fill out an application and then remit forms each time they have a cruise ship come in. They have to email us their manifest and then followed by payment of $5 per passenger.
For cruise ship and charter companies seeking more information, there's a section on the borough's website with information about that new marine passenger fee. It's only charged on ships with more than 20 overnight berths. The money will go into a special borough fund, and the assembly can decide on an annual basis what to spend it on. Those decisions will be impacted by a recent settlement of a lawsuit between Juno and the cruise industry.
Before, when it first came out, they said basically you had to spend the money on something that touches the ship, basically. And so now they've come up with an agreement where it can cover, Juno's crossing guards, their police safety, additional police and safety, downtown restroom maintenance, visitor information services, increased EMS services, additional trash collection, lots of different things. So it seems like, as long as we can come in agreement with the cruise agencies, I think that it'll be just fine.
Petersburg is only expecting about $30,000 a year from that new fee, small change compared to the fees that come into larger communities. Viking Travel's Berg says no companies have pulled out of this port because of the new passenger fee.
There's been very little comment from the cruise lines regarding this, and I think that they understand that there's a pay-to-play, process that happens in any Alaska community, and as long as we continue to, as long as we have plans to spend that money on cruise ship infrastructure, I don't think we're going to get into any trouble, with it. I think the important part is going to bring, when we do plan to spend the money that we collect when it comes time, that we include the cruise lines, in that process so that they can make some comments about the infrastructure that we plan.
Some common improvements mentioned include public restrooms and covered areas for visitors. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicknicki.